Good evening, everybody. My name is John, and I am your host with the most. So be prepared to be scared silly, because this is Boo, My Dad Says. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Freaky Friday edition of Boo, My Dad Says. My name is John, and I am your host. And I am excited because we are here on another weekend. I hope you all have a lot of fun things planned, but always remember, be safe out there, wear your masks, and to distance socially. Tonight's story is called The Cussing Cover, and it originates out of Cades Cove, Tennessee. For those of you all that don't know where Cades Cove is, or more importantly, what Cades Cove is, it is a little abandoned community that sits in the heart of the Great Smoky Mountains, right next to Pigeon Forge and Gatlinburg. Cades Cove is now a national park that allows people to come and see what rural life in the Appalachians was all about. So let's get started with our story right after a word from our sponsor. This story was found in a book called The Granny Curse and Other Ghosts and Legends from East Tennessee. It's a 1999 book by Janet Barnett and Randy Russell. In the story, The Cussing Cover, Barnett and Russell tell the shocking tale of Mavis and Basil Eastep. Man, those names, it's just funny how names were so different back then. So, long before the creation of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, Basil and Mavis lived in a two-room cabin in Cades Cove. The Easteps enjoyed their simple life in the valley, but Mavis suffered from an unconventional fear. She was petrified of being struck by lightning. Mavis was born during a thunderstorm, so she held the superstitious belief that she was destined to be killed by a bolt of lightning. Now, for a lot of you folks out there, people who lived back in the 1800s in that time frame, they were a very superstitious lot. I mean, you know, the old sayings about, you know, black cat crossing your path, or, you know, throwing salt over your shoulder. So, you know, having a superstition about this is not exactly uncommon. But now, due to her phobia, Mavis never allowed Basil to buy a metal bed for their home. This almost sounds like my dad. He's a very nervous sort, so that just kind of makes me think of him. In the end, it wasn't a thunderstorm that would claim Mavis's life, but rather a persistent illness. When she was on her deathbed, Mavis made Basil promise her two things. Number one, that he would never sell any of her beloved handmade quilts. And number two, that he would never place any of her quilts on a metal bed. Basil swore that he would follow Mavis's wish, and she passed away soon after. A number of months later, after Mavis's death, Basil married Truly Jane Lawson, a much younger woman who also lived in the cove. Before long, Basil and his new wife were sleeping on a metal bed. Here's where the trouble's beginning. Because Truly Jane was too large for Mavis's old wooden frame. I ain't gonna touch that one. Sorry, folks. I can't stop. Oh, boy. So, on one frosty night, Truly asked Basil if they could sleep with one of Mavis's beautiful quilts, and he acquiesced. Truly chose a quilt that Mavis had called the Cussing Cover. because the pattern contained a piece of a shirt that Basil had worn during their first marital spat.
Wow.
I mean, of all things to pick or to make a quilt out of or cover, you use a shirt from your first spat, which using old shirts and stuff like that, that was not unheard of either. My grandmother would use, you know, pieces of old material like that and when she made quilts. My great-grandmother. So later that evening, Truly Jane was awoken by a tremendous flash of light that burst into the cabin and knocked her flat on the floor. The room filled with smoke, and a burning smell permeated the air. When all the smoke cleared away, Truly found that Basil had been charred to a crisp and the metal bed was completely disintegrated. Strangely enough, the cussing cover was in a perfect condition and there was no other damage to the cabin. Legend has it that the cussing cover was eventually sold to a collector in the Smokies. So if you ever come across a quilt with a piece of red flannel in it at a shop in Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge, don't buy it. Well, guys, I will tell you this. The real moral of the story is hell hath no fury than a woman scorned or a blanket on a metal bed. So that's our story for tonight. I hope y'all enjoyed it. It was a short one, but like I said, it's, you know, in the end, it kind of has a funny, just kind of makes you want to chuckle to yourself that, you know, all this over a blanket. But I hope you have a great weekend. And remember, be safe out there. Enjoy yourself. And God bless.